Yerushalmi Kalayim Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. We landed the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara discusses the Machlokes, Rav Shimon Melokish, excuse me, Shimon Melokish, whether there's a din of a Tzuras at Pesach, and Rav Yochanan, whether there's a din of a Tzuras at Pesach, whether it's more than 10 amos wide, whether Dalokha, whether it's good for Shabbos and whether it's good for Kalayim, if it's the same halakha, by both or not. So the Gemara, we already said yesterday, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Melokish is Moida, that it doesn't work. It doesn't work to, you have an opening for a wall for Kalayim that's more than Eser. Nothing helps to protect them, to make it into a wall. And the same thing for Shabbos as well. And Gemara tries to define exactly what cases would be usher the gabe kalayim if there's a difference in the geya the hilchas Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says, Rav Yoina Amar Rav Yosha Boy. Yoina said Rav Yosha had a shayla. Chada peya ma'at amramet. This source of Pesach, this peya that we said, that's an extension of a tzuras at Pesach, a makeshift tzuras at Pesach, where you have a thing on top and two like a regular door frame where you have two sides and you have a thing on top. So the what's the halacha milmalim and atzad? When the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Melokish says that a peah does not matzelis, does not help for Shabbos nor for kalayim, does that mean that the braid, the board that you have on top, is that on the side or is that on top? Is it on top of the two tzuras at Pesach, or do we put the reed that we have, is that on top, or do we say that it's considered on the side of it? Is that, and that's the Gemara Shaila, and it'll be obviously enough Gemara, we're going to say in Halacha, what if it is on a side or if it's on top? And the Gemara comes to explain what the Shaila, what is the Shaila? Into Mamailan, if you say that the case is referring to where it's Mamailan, where the reed, the braid is on top of the Tzuras at Pesach, and Halacha is that it says on Shabbos is no good because it's wider than 10 amos is no good, and surely if it's by outside, surely you don't have a Tzuras at Pesach, it's not a regular Tzuras at Pesach, but surely there it's not going to be good for Shabbos, it's worse because it's Tzuras at Pesach. And they explain, the Marafulda explains, because when it's Lamaila, the Pe'al Gabon, Arei Ketzuras HaPesach. When you have the reed on top of the two side beams, it looks like a Tzuras HaPesach. It's nearer like a Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, it's easier to be matur that. On the Minatzad, Eino Tzuras HaPesach. If it's on the side, it's not a Tzuras HaPesach, says the Merav Fulda. Therefore, it would be culture chain that would not be good, but outside won't be good. But Elamai, you tell me, Elamailun lo. Elamai, you tell me, maybe the imitim and outside. You tell me that the case the Mishnah is talking about, that on Shabbos is no good, is because it's on the side. Elamailun lo. Maybe if it's on top, it would be considered good. Maybe the luck would be good even for Shabbos. Maybe it would be good. Maybe in terms of the Milo, then maybe there, Shemed Lakish would say that's fine because it's a regular Tzuras at Pesach and it helps if even if it's wider than Eser. It's only if it's been on the side, it's no good. So it's a nafkamina to what the case would be. Zak the Gemara in Timah Milo. The Gemara says, let's see further. If you tell me that Shemed Lakish holds that the Milo and Tzuras at Pesach when it's wider than 10 amos, and even if you have it on top, it's no good. And that's the case. That culture chain, the side is no good. So the Gemara, La Amar Rabbi Chaya Kolum, Rabbi Chaya Kolum. Rabbi Chaya is not saying. Rabbi Chaya brought a riot from the Mishnah to tell you that if you have three ropes, like a fence of three ropes that are separate from each other, the Mishnah says over there that halacha would be that those ropes are not considered good. And the Gemara says, you see over there, it's not a din of a Tzuras at Pesach, and it's not going to be considered good. So the Gemara is a kasha of Shemir Lakish, because what's the kasha of Shemir Lakish in the Mishnah? If a Shemir Lakish is referring to Minatzad, that's what the Mishnah said. That's not a case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about you have a regular Tzuras at Pesach, and you have the, and it's no good in the Mishnah because it's on the side. But if it's a Shemir Lakish says on top, maybe the Enochanami would be a regular Tzuras at Pesach. It nearer looks like a Tzuras at Pesach, the Marufuld explains, and maybe it should be good. So what is your kach from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is not shayach to this case. What's Rav Chagi asking from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is not the case. But shame if it's on the side, we understand. But if it's on the Maila, maybe that's the case he would hold Enochanami. It should be good. So you have no kach from the Mishnah at all. So after Gemara, Manafshah. So Gemara tries to explain, what's Rav Chagi's kach from the Mishnah? Let's see, whatever you decide, whichever case you want to talk about, what it is. If you tell me that the braid is on top, and therefore the Mishnah tell us that the Mishnah tell you that if you want to go ahead and be able to use it for Shabbos or for Kalayim, you should go ahead and make a Tzuras at Pesach with the thing on top. So that's considered a full source of Pesach, and it works to, even if you have a wider than Esser. I mean outside. But if it's only on the side, and it's enough that you have it on the side, and that alone is sufficient, you don't even have to have it on top. Let the Mishnah say, source of Pesach on the side, make it on the side. So why did the Mishnah tell us in Eitzah, to make it a Tzuras HaPesach, to make this Peah, either Lamaila or Menatzad, and you would save the problem? Memela, therefore you would have, the Mishnah would tell you to what that would be acceptable. Why doesn't the Mishnah tell us that? Elamai, the Mishnah tells you that, this Mishnah doesn't say anything about that, vice versa, that the Mishnah would hold that if it's wider than a Eser Amos, for Shabbos or Kalayim, it doesn't make a difference if it's Menatzad or it's Menalamaila, it's not going to be good. So the Gemara says, Elamai, so therefore, Lechaira, that means it would be a raya, there would be a gataka raya from the Mishnah, that the look is that it's no good. So the Gemara, Rabbanan, the Kishim Mishnah Rabbi Yemiya. But said, no, Rabbanan from Caesarea had a different halacha. Tiftar b'suy and commit document. They b'chalal don't accept Rabbi Chagi's raya from the Mishnah. Excuse me, because it says, the case is talking about where you made them commit dukra. The shape of the beams, the post that you have, is not a post with able to put a rope on top, a reed on top of it, a pay on top of it, and that would be the case that we're talking about, whether it's matzil, if it's you have a pierce from Esser or not. The case of Tomek is where it's coming duck run, where it's made with, like, it's tapered on top, which means you can't put anything on top because you can't do a reed on top. There's no braid possible to do on top. And Mela, therefore, if you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach, then of course it's no good. Then Vaday, it would be Eser. So it could be maybe the Enochanami. Maybe I'll tell you that if you put a Peo on a regular Tzuras HaPesach, and even though it's Lamaila Meyasa, even though it's more than 10 amas wide, it could be Matzil. Maybe Hashem Lakha shows it does. You have the right from the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case is where it's a case of commit duck run where there's no, you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach. The way it's deposed or shaped, it's not, you're not able to put anything on top of it. Mainly, therefore, it becomes very thin. It goes like it's wide, and it becomes very thin. It goes to a point, and if it's a point, you can't put anything, you can't hang a beam or put a piece of a reed or something on top of two things that have come to a sharp point. And therefore, that's the Marfold explains. That's look. The Pei Moshe says the same idea, that you can't put a thing on it that comes when it shaped like a daikon, like to a point. And therefore, that's the case of the Mishnah. And if the Mishnah would mean no gay to all, so the Chachamim and the Rabbanon are saying the whole Mishnah is not even applicable to our sugya. Zok to Gemara. Another halakha to tell you that Lagabi, the height of a Tzuras HaPesach, even if you have the Tzuras HaPesach that's all the way 100 amas, yet the beam on top is 100 amas above the ground, it could still work. It could still be matzil. It could still work for climbing for Shabbos. Zok to Gemara. That's what you say, that the halakha is you could do it until as high as you want, and you climb. No, that's only Lagabi qualified and Lagabi Kalayim. Lagabi Shabbos, Lote Pei Gadol Minat Kaira. You can't have a Pei be more than the Kaira. And know the Kaira, that's the first mission in Masechus, Erevin. We have the whole halacha of a Mavui that a Kaira has to be less than 20 amas, because Lashol de Beine. You don't see it if it's higher than 20. And you have to be able to have a nikkur to remember not to carry out of the Mavui. So maybe the Gemara is saying, wait, qualify that halacha. You're saying it because Lamaila, until it goes as high as you want, even 100. No, it's only Gabi Kalayim. But the Gabi Shabbos, it's a din of a hacker, and you have to have no different than a Kaira. However, Yossi called my Shabbos. Yossi disagrees and said, no. That just like by Kalayim, you can have it even for Samaila Miyasim. Same thing for Shabbos. Fake the Gemara. Adaita Rav Yossi, my Ben Korah, my Peah. So Kondra Rav Yossi, who says that you can have a Peah, you can have this cross beam. You can have this cross beam, this reed on top, on even 100 amas, ma'ayim yasher ma'ama, and we know a kaira. The Mishnah says you can't kuyama lo peligi. So kontra v'yosi, what's the difference? Why should Shabbos be a payah be acceptable, but a kaira in Maseches Erevin is not acceptable? Why is that? If it's higher than 20. So Gemara gives an answer. Kontra v'yosi payah matzels me ruach akas. A Tzuras HaPesach only save, it doesn't work only if it's from one side. How does a Tzurah Pesach work? Actually, has to be that it's enclosed on all four sides. A Tzurah Pesach by definition means you have two side posts and a crossbar on top, and it goes all the way to the ground, all the way to the top. So that is from all four sides. That's why it's mitzmatzil. But a kaira, mitzvah, a kaira beam is only from one side. You don't have to have anything on top. You have only one beam that's going up from one side, and then when I say that's sufficient, you don't have to have it on both sides. You don't need a Tzurah Pesach for kaira. It's enough. It's only a hacker to remember that you shouldn't carry out. Therefore, even one side is enough. That's what the difference is. Peyayin, Matzelos, Rechakas is four studs, and therefore you can even the Maile Me'esher Mama. But a Kaira, which is even from one side, has to be where it's Nicker, and therefore only up till 20 Amos. Gemara says, and this, this is also the Alma Royim say a similar idea, that the Peyayin is not Matzelos, unless it's Megufas Me'abra Kosel, which is exactly the same halacha that we're saying a chilik in Rav Yossi, has to be from all sides, it has to be Samach L'Garka, and therefore that's when we say it's going to be Matzeles, other Marayim say the same halacha. So I took Gemara. I'm Rav Yossi Baba Mamul, Titrafilos, Shebekurami, Masulatatal, Tachdeim. You can't transport something, you can't carry something on Shabbos under a Talpilos Kakramim, a roof of a vineyard where it's an open roof, which means you have a bunch of beams and you have the vines hanging over the beams. You set it up on top as like a roof, as a covering, and you put the vines through them, but it's not a full covering, it's not a full roof. So the Gemara says that it's an open roof. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to carry under that. That you can't do. Zakta Gemara, what's the case? I'm an agent of Dikra. The reason why can you do that, why should you not allow to carry the Maisa, why isn't it enclosed? It's only because these things, these beams, Gemara says, Sof Tikra, it's really the end of the sides. The Ein Sof Tikra Matzabishim Peyer. The end of the roof does not make a Tursa Pesach Peyer. Which means, it's not, in a Konami, a Tursa Pesach, we said, is Matzil, does work. But when you have a tetopios, you have it where it's rising up and there's nothing on top of it, just the vines that you're putting over the beams, that's not called a kairi, that's not called acceptable, that's something that you can't carry under. And Mimela, therefore, it's because it's soft-ticker. Soft-ticker is just a continuation of the wall. It's not anything on top. Therefore, that's why it won't work. And soft-ticker, Mishampeya, doesn't work with Mishampeya like a regular Surah Sub-Pasach. That's why it's not going to be good in such a case. Soft-ticker, because of the Maisas over the coming of Yemiya. It was a case from Yemiya, but Mutim Alein Abba Pistolos. There was four columns, and there were four reeds on top of it. And the Gemara says, each column to column had another reed across it. So the Gemara said, therefore, it seemed like you have a Tursa Pesach on both sides, from two different Tursa Pesach. He took the Chatzah that they were Shempeya, and he allowed, you allowed them to carry on Shabbos, the Shempeya. So here you see, a Raya, such a Maisa, a local Maisa, that there was you had the beams going in on four sides, and you had a Tursa Pesach, so therefore you had the walls, you had basically the Tursa Pesach that was considered on top of it on both sides, but mainly, therefore, you were able to go ahead and carry underneath that. Because the idea is, again, the same thing we said, a payout from all sides, that's matzil. A kaira is not matzil because it's only one side. But a tzuras ha-pesach is matzil when you have a payout. It's a matzil, a tzuras ha-pesach when it's on four sides, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and carry there, to hit the tatel, tatel, you're allowed to carry underneath. Zak the Gemara. Legabe Shabbos and Kalayim we spoke about. What's the halakha? Legabe a wall for a sukkah. What's the halakha? Gemara says, they said, he asked in front of Rabbi Zeira, Peya Mashatatsa Basuk. What's the look of a Tursa Pesach? You have a Peya, you have a reed over a Tursa Pesach. Does it make it like a Sukkah? Is it considered a valid Sukkah? Is it considered a wall, a kusher, a wall for a Sukkah? You have to have at least two and a half walls. A third wall has to be at least something. And maybe that does it work? Is this considered a wall? If you have a Peya, does it make it is also a wall like a Din Sukkah? Just like we have for Shabbos and Kalayim. So the Gemara and Peya Matzav Sukkah, yes, a Tursa Pesach is a Peya, it makes it Sukkah, it makes it to a Sukkah, it's the same halacha. Just like it works for a wall for Shabbos and for Kalayim, so it works, the Gabi Sukkah also, it makes it into a Sukkah as well. It provides as a wall for a Sukkah. So the Gemara, what about at the end of the wall? You have the end of the Schach, does it go ahead and make it into a sukkah? You have it in four, which means that we don't have an actual Tursa Pesach, but the schach that you have acts as it's like a Tursa Pesach. It's like a cross beam of the Tursa Pesach. Would that be sufficient enough to say in such a way that it would be considered as if you have a pay at Suras HaPesach. Would that be considered enough to save the wall of a sukkah? I'm going to answer myself once a second. No, the edge of a sukkah is not enough to save it. Ma'abin and Zebe, what's in two cases? Between a case of you put the pay or the end of the wall. When you have stam a thing, or just a beam on top of the skak, you put it there for skak. You didn't put it there to make a cross beam. You didn't put it there to make a pay or to make a Suras HaPesach. I mean, therefore, it's not going to be good as a wall. It doesn't help as a wall. You're using it just to cover your sukkah. But here, the payah that you're doing, that is making as a wall. That you're doing it for the purpose of covering. And therefore, that would work as a, that payah would be work to be matzah la sukkah, to make it into a kashu sukkah, masha ein kain, if it wasn't done that way, then it doesn't matter. In a chanami, the skak is not matzil sukkah, because skak is acting as skak, it's not acting as an extension of the wall. And therefore, it's not going to be. Therefore, that's why the case by sukkah won't work. Zakta Gemara is a shy. Amar Rav Yom Kalina Me'alayu. All these words that we spoke about, Lagabe Tzurza Pesach, in the Masu Matan. It was only said Lagabe Masu Matan. Lagabe having a sugya, discussing a sugya, whether it works or not. Lahiros, but as far as paskining, La Loka La Maisa, also Lahiros. You can't go ahead and paskin to allow to carry on Shabbos in an area that's closed by Tzurza Pesach. In other words, you want to know the Shaila, what Taloka, you're asking what the Shaila is, so we went back and forth, that's only for Pilpuli Alma. But Lagabi Paskining, Aloka is Asolari, you can't buy it, you cannot to go ahead, Mati an area that's under this payah of a Tzuras HaPesach, to Mati, to carry underneath there, that doesn't work, you can't do that. That you can't do. So at the Gemara, Asolairas. After all, if a sukkah kala, you have a sukkah which is a kuldik alocha. You said it's also a tzurzbet, doesn't help the gabi sukkah. Shabbos chamula kolchkein. Shabbos that's kama. Surely you should not be able to use it. Should be yasid to say and give you a tzurz hapesach. That would be even vade yasid. Shabbos chamula kolchkein. So it's only where you have a situation where you're pasuking a shayla. And there, and it's not done with your tzurzah, you're not doing it for this to make it into a wall. We're doing it to pass in a shayla. So the same idea applies that we can go ahead and matir it as well, that your the thing will come and act you and help you and to support you to make sure that it's considered a din of a machitza. So at the Gemara, that we said Allah is that it goes ahead and works. Gemara says, what are we talking about? What's the case? Gemara says, Shabbos Kamala Kochkan should be even more common. So at the Gemara, we have Allah. That we see that the halakha l'gabe Shabbos is not going to be good. And we have to figure out how to miyashev the different stiras, the different shitas. Rabbi Buna, my name is Gamli Yazera, Mandu Tope Matzel, who's the one who said to us, does Matzil, Lord Yochum Meguri? Wasn't Rabbi Yochum Nuri? Rabbi Yochum Nuri is the one that said, Tzurz HaPesach is good for a Kalayim, and Mamela, therefore, he understands the halakha. So therefore, we assume that Tzurz HaPesach should be good, and therefore, we'd accept our Rabbi's opinion. So, l'chare, his opinion is the accepted shita. So Gemara says, therefore, l'chari, that's talaka. It's not what Rabbi Abu said. Abu had a different plan. And now this is coming over saying, this is the plan now that we're saying. So it should be different. So why do we do this over that one? Gemara says, Amalei, either Tani. Gemara says, the opinion of the Tana, Yeshua ben Nuri, is the same as the other Tana, which means that this over there was rejected, but you can't go ahead and submit it the way you submitted it. You can't go ahead. So too, he took himself and he made it that you can't go ahead. And is the same thing halakha as well. It would not be halakha. We would not be say said halakha of Yochanan ben Nuri and tell us that halakha would be considered valid for kalayim and valid for Shabbos also. So therefore, l'chayra we see even for Shabbos saying that it should be good. L'chayra is connected or avu. Not that we said halakha that Tzurz HaPesach is good. We not accepted it. Rejected it. It's not accepted halakha that you brought it up. We discussed it. We have two different opinions that it does. But we have a pasuk halakha that the Tzurz HaPesach does not work to go ahead be matir neither for kalayim nor for Shabbos. Zok the Gemara dimtzat to amin lekalayim. The Gabbai said by kalayim the chayv. There are four cases. Anything that's less in the space in the wall that's less than 3 tefachim, that's considered closed because love it makes it considered closed. You can do anything you want. If you have 3 to 4, then you look. It depends if you have mostly closed, more than open, so it's no problem. You can go ahead and put it there. Elamai, if you have in parits, Rabba al Hamar, if you have the larger amount, if you have a larger amount that's going to stand up for what's planted, But my then same applies all over. It should be considered fine. That we said in the years of his rule. If you say omit mal pruba, can I go omit mutter? Can I get a parutz aser? Yosemi asaf pisha omit rabbi umputz. Can I go omit mutter? Can I get a parutz aser? If it's more than 10, Shusram takes over. Then even if you have a plant more than that, halakos can I get a oser? We said vada can I get oser? We would not allow it. We wouldn't allow it. Okay, so to Gemara. That's the gabel lock of kalayim. What about the gabel Shabbos? The gabel Shabbos at the Gemara. Anything you have less than three tefachim wide, and you have an opening less than three tefachim wide, as lovered, we say it's considered closed. It's not a problem. It's considered sasim. Mishlosh should be at abar aser, three to four, or four between 10. The halakha before four tefachim, Gemara says, and four tefachim ad aser amos, Gemara says, I mean, I will apart mutter. If you have more opening, close this mutter, and blot al ruba. If it's more opening, then close. It's going to be aser. That's the rule. Third is yosemi aser. If it's more than 10, af pishay omid ruba al parutz aser. More than 10, it doesn't make a difference whether you're omid ruba al parutz. Even if you have more people living off that than you would have before in the Mishnah. And halacha by Shabbos. But however, we say that halacha still applies. That we consider the whole area as aser, and we consider this as aser as well. So the Gemara says that we say it's halacha zasser. It's not stated in the Braisa the lashon of three and four. So we see that it's only talking about the thing before, but we don't have any makor that it be able to go at by Shabbos. That's even for more. Even if it's not three and four, the halacha would be applied. The same thing would apply. This is what we're saying in this halacha. Yesh kam pitzah shalei kam amag marba. If there's a pitzah of three tvakim, they don't have a place of four tvakim. So therefore, we say that the same thing would apply. That it's not both of them. They have three tvakim works, not four tvakim works. Neither of them work to go ahead to make it into an area that's permitted to do this and to do malacha. So the Gemara says, "Most Rav Nona Rav has Shaila Tum LeMakif Makanim." We learned in a Mishnah Maseches Erevin that a Makif Makanim, a person goes there, is traveling on Shabbos. What do? You surround yourself with reeds, with kanim, and kanim will keep you protected from the elements. Yonesh Nolamakom. It doesn't realize, doesn't have place. In the fourth, what do you mean fourth Tefachim? Doesn't have a place where it is. That was the idea with Gemara saying, Kanali Yesh Lamakom doesn't have a place that was Kanali for Tvachim. So even if you have a smaller space, we say it combines and makes it into a larger space, that should be considered valid. So Gemara said, no, I'm a lay, let's vainly pokus Mishalosh. Gemara said, no, Shakala pokus Mishalosh, since the Mishra says clearly they have less than three Tvachim apart, and less than three Tvachim is considered a hafzik, is considered something where there's a gap between there. We have to look at it as if it's a separate, requires a separate reading, requires a separate commitment. So the Gemara says that would be a locha. It depends on that's a locha to Ramana. Ramana says it should apply. And the Gemara comes along saying it doesn't apply. So Bogum Sosha is a dummy. So the Gemara, I also believe you know, Shem Chal Makom, so now locha says, Kivan Shalmed Abu Parits, Mutter. Once we're standing in the port, and it was in the port, Gemara says, and it was pouring rain, and you have a problem, you have Amin Abu Parits, and you have a lot, much larger closed area than an open area. So what do you do? So Gemara says, there's no real answer. Gemara says, what you do is that you consider it as if it was done on Shabbos, and that you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to go ahead and do it. You're allowed to go plant what you want and climb and carry it on Shabbos. You do that all in the closed area. That would be considered an area that you're allowed to do.